Broadcasting from InnieUpMagazine.com and 620 WDAE AM, the sports animal in Tampa Bay, Florida.
With your hosts, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's time to Ante Up. It's January 23rd, 2009, and you're listening to the best poker podcast on the planet.
So, The Melting Pot's your favorite restaurant, right?
It seems to be sponsoring every show the past 3 months.
Maybe we'll get a free tiramisu dessert for two.
I had that, too, when I was there. Yeah, that was good. Like the best part of the whole night.
The only good part, right?
Yeah, it was the only good part.
Well, you know, the wife and I are going back tonight.
Unbelievable.
And we just went there 2 weeks ago.
I just warned you about this.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing, though. You do things when you're married that you don't really necessarily want to do. But we know we went with the folks last couple weeks ago, and Melting Pot, yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. Let's go to Melting Pot. Okay, Dad, you sure?
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Comedy watching the old folks trying to cook the food.
Did they burn themselves?
No, that's probably the only thing they didn't do.
Now, I don't understand how you had said that your wife said to you, all right, you already took me there, so you don't have to do it for my birthday, and now you're going back in anyway.
Yeah, I know. She check-raised me.
That's hilarious.
And no, it's a beer tasting menu, so that kind of sucked me in. And relatively, the cost contained.
Of course.
But, you know, so how this relates to poker is, I've started thinking, because we were there with my folks for, like, 27 hours.
And that was a quick session.
Yeah, actually, it's probably the longest one ever. But I see all these bar leagues we have in Florida.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we can get a lot of quality poker in while we're waiting for them to bring our apple walnut salad course or something like that, right? So, maybe that's our new Ante Up Profit Center. Bar leagues just at Melting Pot. You get a quick sit and go while you're in between your courses.
Oh, my God.
It might help you with cooking your shrimp and your chicken because, you know, there's different times for all that.
Yeah.
It can really confuse that. So, maybe a little beeper like on the poker stars, like, your time's running up. So take your chicken out.
When you're in the big blind, your chicken is ready.
Exactly.
I tell you, that's like the saddest thing I've ever heard, Scott, that you're sitting at a wonderful restaurant with your family and you're thinking, how can I kill time while I'm here? Let me play poker because I don't want to be here with my parents and my wife. They don't have enough to hold my attention that I have to come up with ideas on how to kill time here. Yeah, your company's great, Mom and Dad, but I'd rather be playing a turbo. You know, have the Wi-Fi going too. You can just do it on your laptop. Bring your laptop to Melting Pot.
It's not the same. You know, we need to have like a dealer at each table. Yeah. You know, you get the little the pots, and then you get a dealer
and the button too.
See, you get pots already, right?
Yeah.
Two pots.
The button too would be the timer for the food and the blinds.
See?
I mean, that's just.
See, you're mocking me, but this is going to work out.
It is. It's fantastic. I think it's a great deal.
It's not as good as a trip down to Sarasota and One-Eyed Jack's, but
no, that was much more fruitful than your trip to the Melting Pots. I am so glad we went. We went down there to talk some business with Sam, and we went into the bounty tournament, $50 bounty tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great, great time and a great, great run, too. I actually made the final table.
Yeah, and I didn't. Thanks for asking.
Sorry, buddy. You know, and it's funny, too, because whenever you
do
really well
funny.
And make final tables, no one from the Ante Up Nation is ever there.
Yet
when you play when we're there, you go out always like in 50th place. That's interesting.
You know, I've got an image to uphold when I have people actually watching me.
You know, the thing about the trip, too, is there are a lot of things came up in that trip, in that one tournament for
Absolutely.
Me, that I thought were all thought-provoking or interesting situations.
Ooh, thought-provoking. See, I thought you just found a new way of saying interesting without saying interesting, and then you went thought-provoking and interesting, so you ruined it.
Well, that's because you've got it burned into my brain from all the 100 million times you've used it over the last 4 years.
But no, you're right. It was a fascinating tournament, to say the least.
Yeah, I would think that. And I put it on our forum at anteupmagazine.com/forum under our publisher's blog. And had some interesting comments, one from Pabu, one of our home game irregulars, if you want to say.
We're all irregular.
We'll get to that in a minute. First of all, it was a bounty tournament, which was excellent. And I really thought that they'd be playing crazy, like JLB Sox said they played on his online tournament.
I got to say, you're right. I generally don't like knockout tournaments. They don't play well for my style. But you're right. The more that I think about this, there were not a lot of those crazy calls with Jack 9 off just to get the five, the little Redbird.
A little Redbird, yeah. No, that didn't happen. So I got to play my game. And one interesting hand came up early on. Not early on. I guess it was after the first break. But I hadn't gotten any bounties yet. But I had built up a nice stack just from aggressive style. And the guy on my right who got moved to my table had shoved all in twice since he got there. He was kind of short stacked, right? So one time he had to show it, and it was like ace rag. So I had no respect for what this guy was going to shove with. So again, he shoves, and I've got him covered. And I've got like 7/9 of the table covered, okay? It's like maybe two guys, one of them already had folded, so that had me covered. So I only had one other guy who had me covered. I looked down at ace, king of clubs, and I said, all right, I'm all in. Just to isolate with this guy, right? All
right.
And two short stacks called, too.
Excellent. That's exactly what you want with Big Slick.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Now I got to raise 67 cards. but it turns out the guy on my right had a legitimate hand, pocket tens. And the two people who called me, it was like queen six and ace jack. So I had the ace jack dominated, but that was one of my outs. And the queen six I had crushed.
Right.
And
live card, so.
Yeah. But the flop came with a king. And I knocked out three guys on one hand. And you saw it, too. Yeah. At the end, I had to dodge, like, what, 675 outs?
There were. I think there was only one card in the deck that could actually save you.
It was like a one-outer, essentially. I mean, I literally had to dodge straight draws, flush draws, another 10, all this other crap. And I did, and I got three bounties on one hand.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That was awesome. And then I had won so many hands during the ante-round that when they were getting rid of the greens, I was the bank or whatever they call it.
Isn't that the best thing ever?
And it's like, here's some more chips for you. Here's some more chips for you. And I had all these greens around me and everything.
The dealer walks around the table and goes, you, points at you.
You got to be
the bank.
You got
to be the bank. And I'm like, yeah, that's right.
Because I was kicking ass. So that was really sweet. I took down three bounties in that hand. And but then another situation came up later on. I lost two races. Both times I had like ace queen and ace king against like a small pair. So now my stack was pretty average. We get to the final two tables. I'm at table two and this lady's next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays a lot like in the bar leagues, the free leagues. So this is the first time I think she had ever played in a real, you know, live setting like this. And she was totally confused about things. And the blinds went up to 3,000 and 6,000. Okay.
Right.
And they pulled me from that table. And that means they put her in the big blind. And now I'm in the big blind at the other table. Well, she had the same kind of stack as me, only a little bit smaller. So now we're going hand for hand. We have 10 people. It pays 9 spots. Hand for hand. She's in the big blind. She has a $500 chip left. Okay? And it goes, the flop was like 8-8 jack. And so she says, and now I'm listening behind me because I know it's hand for hand. Our hand is over. Now I had the big blind in already, and I looked down at ace 3. But two guys had limped in, and there was a big blind behind me with a big stack. And there's no way I'm shoving here because I know that she's going to go out in his hand. So I fold, turn around, listen to her conversation. She's like, "Now I don't understand. Can I play? I don't have enough to play the next hand. Do I have to throw this in?" And the guy's like, "No, you can fold, and you'll be all in on the next hand." So what you're saying is that I could fold here? But what am I getting money? So one of the players on our left says, you know, you can fold if you want because you're not in the money yet. And then the dealer says, if you go out now, you'll get 9th place money. And then he was wrong. So she throws the chip in. And the foreman comes over and says, no, you got bad information from the dealer. If you go out now, you're out 10th. You're allowed to take your chip back and fold if you want. And she folds.
Yeah.
So now I'm in the small blind. I have 4,000. The small blind is 3,000. The ante is 500, leaving me a $500 chip. Oh, man. So now I'm fuming. I'm like, what do you mean she threw it in the pot? I don't care if she got bad information. She threw it in the pot. So she, of course, is all in on the next hand. I look down, and this was the hand where I had ace.
And you had three aces, right?
No, on this hand, I had just crap, and I think I just folded that one. No, it was the ace three was the small blind hand where I folded. The other, the big blind hand, I just had crap. I had like deuce seven. So I fold saying, please, oh, please, oh, please. Everyone knock her out, right? So I turn around and sure enough, she was knocked out. So we were fortunate enough there to watch her, go down in flames. So I'm like, yes, I'm in the money. She turns around and she goes, if they didn't move you, you'd be out and I would still be in. And I was like, no, sir, you don't know what the cards would have been. You have no idea, you know. But she got all mad at me like I said, move me, you know. And then I proceeded to take that $500 chip
uh-huh.
and I begged the guys, too. I'm like, hey, you want chop? And they're all like, no, no, we're not chopping. So then I turned that $500 chip into like $32,000.
Yeah, that's
I won
amazing.
Three all-ins in a row. And I'm like, I warned you guys. I said you want to chop. And two guys went out before me when I was supposed to go out easily on the first hand. Two guys went out before me. And so what do you think, Scott? Do you think I played that right? Do you think I should have shoved? Because here's what I was saying before. Pa Boo says that it was horrid folding that ace three in the small blind like that, even though I had callers behind, you know, ahead of me and then one behind me still to act.
Here's the thing. Of course, I went out long before you. Though I lasted a while, so.
Yeah, you lasted a while.
I got some cred. But you know, I tossed when I was short stacked a lot of ace rag hands. I really don't like moving all in with ace rag.
Yeah, me neither.
Because, you know, it's just, you got the ace going for you, and that's really it.
Yeah, and I had six other cards to go up against, literally, because two had already limped in, and I had the big blind behind me. So he was automatically, you know, I don't want to race six cards with ace three.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I really would rather be all in with king queen rather than ace rag.
Yeah.
I mean, because now I got two high cards, and, you know, people are going to call with a lot, wide range of hands, so, you know, you might be ahead, and it gives you a couple shots to. With an overcard, I throw those ace rags away all the time. I just, yeah. Particularly if I'm on the bubble with a woman behind that. Because, again, I mean, this is the big argument I think we had last week or recently is you want to play to win, but you get to a point where you've got, like, no chips. You quit thinking for the moment about winning, and you think about getting that money.
Exactly.
And then when you get that money, then you could be crazy Rambo again if you want. But
I mean, I have that regal attitude early on in a tournament where I double up or go home kind of thing. But at that moment, when I'm so close to the money and I know the woman behind me is all in with just an ante, I have to fold there and then take my chances because you have to be in the top nine before you could be in the top three, which is, you know, what I was trying to get across to.
Now, it gets more complicated if it's an ace-king or a pair or something like that. Then I think you got to think about it because then you got to think about getting those chips, particularly if you're in the big blind and you've already seen everybody act, you know how much is in there.
But
ace rag? No, Thank you. Thank you very much.
It was the only, and when I got to the 500 chip, it was only the second time in the whole tournament that I was all in where I could have gone home. And the other time was I had pocket nines, and I got two callers. This was huge. So right before our break, two callers, I was all in. I flopped a nine, flopped a set, and then made a boat, and I like quadrupled up because of all the antes and stuff. So I had a lot of fortuitous things, but I was really patient. I folded like ace-10 suited like in mid-position when someone raised, and you know, which is not a difficult thing to do. But I'm just saying, I just felt like some of the players weren't, you know, didn't really know what a quality hand was.
Right.
So for me to fold there, it was pretty disciplined. You know, I had pocket tens and against an older guy who, you know, queen came on the flop, and he bet out strong, and I knew he had queen, and I folded, and he turned over his queen. So it felt really good to do really well. But it was nice, especially after last week's home game with, you know, Drunken Long calling my calling my overpair with a gut shot and hitting it for $12. So it felt really good to not only win that money, but then win a bunch more. And I tipped heavily, by the way.
Very good. Yes, I did remind several people to whisper in your ear just in case you were thinking about.
I tipped heavily.
Walking out.
So I asked, I was like, what's a good, you know, what should I tip? And then the guy's like, anywhere between 5% and 10%, and I was like, "Okay, well, I tipped 30%."
See, he's not a good dealer. He said anywhere between 25% and 50%. Well, that's what I would say. I
tipped like 30%,
and I wouldn't be ashamed of it at all.
So I tipped a lot, so that was pretty good. So I felt good, and it was just a nice day. And then I watched you lose some money at the
Thanks. So. Yeah, a bunch of people playing 6-4. Chris, well, we haven't done a lot of housekeeping lately. We've been keeping our ship pretty.
Yeah, pretty clean.
Pretty clean. But we got major housekeeping coming in the main topic today. So
you know what? If you're not failing at things, you're not trying enough. And so we're trying to whip the website into shape and get some new fresh things on there. And I'm real excited about it too. Got some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, a quick shout out to Gambit and all of our volunteer moderators on the forum. They've done an amazing job overhauling antiupmagazine.com/forum with lots of cool stuff. So go and check that out, particularly the new Cheap Stakes Club.
You said it right.
Cheap Stakes Club.
Yeah, you said it right.
Which is tailor-made for you.
Yeah. Man.
But some Anti-Up fans have joined together to play a lot of very, very, very cheap tournaments.
They've devoined together? What is that? You mean joined together?
No, that's...
I think you said devoined.
It's Austrian. They have joined together to play a lot of very, very cheap tournaments. All the details on the Cheap Stakes Club are at the forum, so check that out.
I love the way they word it, too. They're like, they invade these tournaments. And, you know, the club has, you know, 35. The tournament, their Cheapskates tournament, take, you know, 3,500 member players in it. But only four of were the Cheapskates Club, you know. That's fantastic. Yeah, it's definitely up my alley there.
And we've also done a lot of other work on the website. We're getting little cool sliders on the front page because we've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to new pages now, so we're starting to organize them differently and try to keep them all neat and compact. And I like it. I like the idea of a nice clean look up there, but then boom, there's all this other stuff that you didn't know about behind the scenes at Annie Up.
Got to look under the hood.
Yeah.
And then, of course, lots of cool stuff on the website that you'll hear a lot more about in the main topic today. But the one big thing we really spend a lot of time on is our new Video Vault.
Video Vault. Very, very lots and lots of content there to just sit back and trying to, take some money from the company by not doing any work and just want to sit back at your office and watch a video or listen to a video. We got
kill
a lot
bandwidth.
Of good stuff. Yeah,
yeah, you know, because we've conquered the print world with a magazine and, we've shuttered the entire other podcast out of the way with our audio, but now we need video.
Yeah, so. And it's not like we're producing these videos. I mean,
but we are producing some of them eventually.
Yeah, eventually we'll do something.
But yeah, go check it out. There's an awful lot of good stuff from good folks at PokerStars TV, including some live tournament coverage now, so that's pretty cool. Got some good interviews from the Life's a Bluff kids.
Yeah,
there's a lot of fun.
There. Yeah,
and then we're just looking for some just for fun stuff. So if you see any stuff when you're out there crawling on YouTube, let us know.
Yep, anything out there poker related that's pretty funny. I think we're gonna have that. Do we have that Bert and Ernie Annie Up thing on there? So
Bert and Ernie
fun.
Are rapping to Annie Up on there. That's pretty cool. So, and then, like I said, we shot some instructional videos recently. So once those get all through the production stage.
Yeah.
Make us look prettier than we really are.
Yeah, then, that's pretty cool.
Those things
good.
Will be on there too.
Hey, should we resurrect the race for the Hundy video?
Yes,
Scott Snuffy.
That's true.
Yeah, we should put that on there.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna take a note now. Race for the Hundy. Yeah,
no, I can say watch the big fat Annie Up publisher outrace the big fat Bard around the track in 90-degree weather. That was a great race, man.
But check all this great stuff at AnnieUpMagazine.com. Please.
Excellent.
All right, the news desk, packed full of quality news today.
Yes, and this is what I envisioned when we started this. It was just some really good quick-hit stuff that's interesting to everybody, and some of it's timely, too, so that's always good.
Exactly.
All right,
let's get going. So you got your little teletype machine ready?
I got it going. It's running right now.
It's plugged in and everything?
Everything's running cleanly.
All right, here we go. Jason Alexander of Seinfeld fame has signed on with PokerStars to become the site's fourth international celebrity ambassador, Card Player reports.
Well, let's just hope that Jason Alexander doesn't show up at wherever PokerStars is and looks under the hood or anything. Because remember when he was with Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, and then they took him in a tour of the plant and he saw all the chickens were getting killed and he quit.
Yeah.
He literally voided the contract that day and stopped doing commercials for him because he was appalled.
Actually, I've never heard that.
Yeah, so let's just hope that there's nothing going on that he's going to be like, whoa, and then quit the contract.
Yeah, we don't want to see the random card generator or anything like that.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, he's a decent player. He always does pretty well in the...
Yeah, played the World Series
every
World
year. Series, and he was on that Celebrity Poker Showdown show for a while, too. But
probably one of the few celebrities actually know how to play on that show.
Yeah, exactly. So wish him luck, and hope it works out well for him there.
All right, Poker scores two big victories in state courts this week, Chris.
Awesome.
Poker News Daily says a Pennsylvania judge ruled that Texas Hold'em is a game of skill, thankfully, and therefore is not gambling under state law. Also, Kentucky State Court of Appeal sided with the online poker sites in that state's governor's quest to acquire domain names, Pocket Fives report. That decision, of course, was immediately appealed, so that's still working its way through.
Who knew that common sense could prevail in government?
It's actually not government,
it's
the courts.
It's right, it's the courts, so the judicial branch, sorry.
Yeah, it's all we need. We just need more Judge Wapners out there running the country. And
plaintiff today is suing because he thinks poker is a skill. I love that show.
Oh, yeah.
And
I love Wapner. Rusty. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
And Doug Llewellyn.
3 minutes to Wapner. Yeah. Yeah. All right, what's our final one?
And then finally, Barack Obama was sworn in as the 44th president of this great country on Tuesday. Yes. It's on TV and everything.
Wow.
But Reuters says he has halted former President Bush's midnight drop decisions, including the enforcement of the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act, pending a review by the new administration. And also the good old news hounds on Annie Up's forum at annieupmagazine.com/forum say the administration's change.gov website is soliciting feedback on what issues a new president should tackle, and Poker Chris is fighting for the top of that list.
Yes, my mom voted on there to say, she said something really smarmy too, like, get rid of the UIGEA dummies, you know. She was really mad, and she contributed for us, so that was really cool, and pretty much essentially one of my predictions already true.
Well,
a week
sorta.
Or two later, yeah, it's going to happen. He's going to get rid of the UIGEA. It's going to happen.
Now this is all the midnight drops. He just put them all in a big line and said, wait, we'll go through them. So yeah, who knows? So, I mean, maybe
he'll stop it. I have faith. He's going to stop it. I'm going to give him a call.
And I think there was a minor little misprint on the form, though. I think our good folks said change.com, which looks like a very nice site, too, that is looking to change the world as well, too. Yeah. But this particular site is change.gov.
Yeah.
Maybe Barack checks out the other one, too.
Hey, you never know. The guy's the most powerful man in the free world,
yeah.
I think that he...
Yeah, but they took away his BlackBerry, so it's going to be hard for him to surf the web now. So he probably should just go straight to change.gov. And
I
just,
said them one,
safe.
But they would think it is a bomb or something, and then... They'd ransack my house, so I otherwise I'd send them a BlackBerry. All right, well, I know I hear something ringing. I heard it earlier, so it is the Donkey Gear Hotline, 813-448-1120. Give us a call on that line, leave a message, we use it, and sure enough, we'll send you something pretty from donkeygear.net.
Hey, it's Blaz, man. I just wanted to leave a message on the Donkey Gear Hotline. You guys said that I might go nuts and go and kill somebody this year over at Foxwoods. First of all, it's never going to happen. Because I don't go to Foxwoods anymore, and I got screwed out of a pot there about a year ago, and I haven't been back since. It was my choice not to come back, though I was about to get kicked out. I left on my own volition, and so I'm not going back there, so it's not going to happen. I also want to say Donkey Gear, incredible stuff over there. Everybody go buy a t-shirt from Donkey Gear. They got to get some Ace Jack suited as the nuts t-shirts. But other than that, fantastic stuff. Go buy stuff there. Thanks. Bye.
See, now, I knew that Blaz was going to call, and I knew he was going to leave this sort of message, and he just missed, I guess maybe I shouldn't be using the subtleness of humor the way you do. Everyone gets your subtleness. I always have to be brash and obnoxious and upfront to make my humor funny. I was being subtle, of course. The whole reason why he'd go to Foxwoods and level them with hot lead was because he hates him so much. That's why he was going there, to say, how dare you push the pot to the wrong person? You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking. Of course he misses the subtlety of the humor. I've been playing a lot of poker with Blaz lately. He's been sitting in on my table. Whenever I play, he looks for me and always buys in short. I have a lot of fun with him. And every time he's there, I win. So I hope he joins me every time I play now.
Well, excellent. Well, Blaz, we're going to try to help recoup some of those losses for you by sending you a lovely donkeygear.net shirt. Absolutely. So send us your address once again, Blaz, and don't be subtle with the actual
or
address.
I could just bring it with me. I'm going to go play in their home
That's
game.
That's true.
Up there
we go. Save
February,
us the $4.16 in postage that we have to send up. That would be awesome. Twiff.com lets you skip the middleman and buy your poker chips, tables, gifts, and much, much more straight from the factory at unbelievable savings. Use the famous Twiff countdown to group your purchases with others for free shipping. That's Twiff.com, direct from Asia at Asia prices. Did you miss a link on your favorite poker podcast? Or want a preview of the upcoming Annie Up magazine? Go to AnnieUpMagazine.com and subscribe to Annie Up's e-newsletter for free. Just click on the subscribe button, and while you're there, subscribe to Annie Up Magazine. Just $25 gets you 12 issues of your favorite poker magazine delivered straight to your door. Subscribe today and win tomorrow.
Today is a great day, Scott.
It is.
It is a great day. I've been looking forward to this day for a long time.
Yes, it's very happy here at Annie Up headquarters, and I think our listeners are going to enjoy this major announcement as well.
Yes, we know they've been patient, and it was for good reason that we had to delay all of this, but it's a red-letter day at the Annie Up headquarters, and we're real excited. Annie Up is proud to announce that PokerStars has agreed to become the presenting sponsor of the Annie Up PokerCast and Annie Up Intercontinental Poker Series for the next year.
Woohoo!
So starting February 6th, the show becomes the Annie Up PokerCast, presented by PokerStars. PokerStars has been the biggest supporter of our magazine right from the very first issue, and this totally makes sense for us and for them.
Yeah, from the very first issue, they've been right there for us, and then this just cements our relationship a little bit more, and shows that they get podcasts. A lot of people, not a lot of people get podcasts.
Yep, they get it. They know what it can do. They know what it can reach, and they know the hard work that we put into it. And they think that it's something that's have a reward for them. So So, Scott, let's. The obvious question is, what does this mean for our show? What does it mean for the show and for our listeners?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, again, you said 4 years of hard work, and you know, finally we get the good recognition from a not only just any sponsor, but you know, this is the world's largest online poker room.
Yep.
Very good brand, very,
very
good company.
Yep.
And couldn't be more pleased to pair up our good company with their good company. And obviously, you know, he said they're going to be the presenting sponsor, but, you know, we're going to get access to some of those great Team Poker Stars pros for interviews. We've already had a bunch on the show already. Great
right.
gamer.
Right, Dan, but this is going to be more of a regular thing now.
Yeah, it's going to be a little more regular, and, you know, maybe we'll get some of those old favorites back on. But, you know, they've got a lot of good new young Team Poker Stars pros there, too. So
absolutely.
A lot of folks that we haven't talked to yet, so hopefully we'll get the opportunity to talk to them pretty soon.
Yep.
And then, you know, obviously, you know, when we stepped away from the Times, we, you know, we had to put a little food on our table, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we had to do some advertising on the show, which we still do. You know, with this new deal, it's going to be a lot more, fewer ads. They're all going to be PokerStars ads, so poker players are going to love that, I think.
Yep.
And then, of course, a lot of good value for Apes. But, you know, so those great, you know, we appreciate the good folks at Donkey Gear and Great Poker Hands who are sponsoring our listeners' segments, but just because we signed this deal does not mean that our listeners are going to miss out on any really cool swag.
No, that's right. We got a cool thing for that. And you came up with it, so you might as well introduce it. We're pretty excited about it, though.
Well, exactly. We got, you know, we got a lot of product,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
stuff that we've collected over the years and yeah. Stuff that our sponsors and other advertisers have given us. And so we're going to share that with the nation, right? And, you know, it seems too easy to do a
swag bag
a prize wheel, you know, and spin it. You know, that seems too easy, right? So here's what we're going to do. For all of our listener segments, and that includes the hotline, the hand of the week, and a brand new one we're adding. So three ways to get swag.
Yeah.
Every week,
yeah.
we're going to do a mailbag segment.
Yeah.
You know, it always used to be our fallback. You know, fallback. Hey, we don't have a show this week, so we'll do a mailbag. No more. Mailbags are going to be timely.
Well, we're still going to do mailbag shows, and we don't have a show, I'm sure.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I'm sure
but,
we will.
But yeah, those three segments a week, what we're going to do is, you know, we're gonna do the hotline call or read the mailbag or do the hand of the week. And instead of having a particular sponsor for that, at the end of the call or reading, we will fire up the new patented anti-up random prize generator, the RPG.
It's still going to be a spinning wheel sound, though. It's still going to be random. It's just, it's going to be...
Don't ruin the allure here, Chris.
It's going to be the Barney Rubble random prize generator.
And, yeah, so we'll
get rid of a lot of swag that
we'll
way.
Fire up the RPG, and then you'll get something random from our new swag shelf, we're calling it.
Pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. And then when we run out of stuff, that's it. No more random prize generator, so... All right, so now we're getting a lot out of this. So what's PokerStars get out of this from us?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously they hitched their wagon to the best poker podcast on the planet.
That's
so,
right.
You know, what more can they ask for, right? but no, we're going to give them a lot more, tons of additional exposure on our website. So go to antiupmagazine.com. You'll see a lot of that stuff there, too. And, you know, it's just a good way. You know, they see this as a great branding opportunity.
Sure.
For, again, world's largest online poker room. So.
And they know we have a lot of dedicated fans and listeners, and that's something that you can't really put a price on. And I'm sure that they're going to appreciate, you know, the listeners knowing about their product on a constant basis. And, of course, in playing in their rooms now, too, because Apes is moving, baby.
Yeah, that's right. This is probably the part of the announcement that everybody's waiting for. Like, yeah, get through all that this stuff. Tell me what this means for Apes.
Well, Apes 4 will debut February 11th. And it will be a $5 plus 50 cent no limit hold'em event. And it will, the actual series will run through the $22 horse main event next January.
That's right. So we're a little month off. We apologize for the delay. But it's still going to happen. So, you know, just think of it this way. You had a month off season, you know, sort of like NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a couple days just to go home and, reconnect with the wife and kids and then get back.
And get back to Daytona.
But we got tons of information here, Chris, to go over on Apes, because I know everybody's ready, willing, and able. So grab a pen, get ready to scribble. And if you don't have a pen handy, don't worry about it. Pretty soon, all the stuff will be on the web, too, for you to check.
Yep. Absolutely.
But yeah, so beginning with the new Apes website, which hopefully will be launch pretty soon.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at antiupmagazine.com/apes, and that's A-I-P-S.
A-I-P-S.
And we're going to have the schedule there and, you know, the password, of course, which is always going to be anti-up. And our screen names, which is the best part of this thing, because here's the thing. You know, you want to kind of be a little anonymous at times, Chris, right?
So, well, we're going to keep it a secret, so.
So you opened up a PokerStars account and tried to toil in anonymity.
Well, I still have, and I may open up a Will Hopper account and then play under Will Hopper, so I'm not revealing the actual account that I have.
All right, because here's the thing, because we went to seek a sponsor. You know, one, I wanted to do a really good one for us and a really good one for our listeners, but I honed in on the good folks at PokerStars.
Yeah, I know, because you're dying to let everybody know what my name is.
Because I want to flush out the rabbit that is Will Hopper's pseudonym.
Yeah. Let's move on.
But all that stuff's going to be on the website, including other information, and then we're going to have links to those great Player of the Year sites and
the stats.
And the stats site as well, too, as well as links on how to sign up for PokerStars, which is really important.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have money on PokerStars, you can't play in Apes.
You can't play in Apes. You need money there. So, and be sure to tell them Annie Up sent you, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can go right now. You can go to our website. There's banners and all kinds of things for PokerStars. If nothing else, you can drag down from the great Where to Play tab we have there and slide over to PokerStars. And that takes you straight there and gives us a little credit. And then go ahead and sign up for that way. And then they have a little part there where they ask you where you heard about it. Yeah. Just click that little magazine button if it's not too much trouble. And then type in Annie Up. And then don't forget to use the code FIRST50, and the good folks at PokerStars are going to share some of their wealth with you, give you $50.
Spell out FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, 50. And, yeah, you'll get your little $50 bonus, which I already have my bonus, so.
Ah, okay.
You know, but, hey, if you're not playing on there, now's a reason to do it. So get over there, sign up, get your software loaded, get familiar with the platform, and get ready for Apes, man. It's coming. So
yeah,
schedule.
You know, the great thing is that you can have your little icons there. You can personalize them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, which I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't surprise me.
Although I might put an Annie Up logo in there.
See, that's what I've done.
Yeah, yeah.
Although it's still pending approval, so I'm hoping it comes through in time for Apes.
But the schedule is changing, too. This is exciting news.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of work on the Apes schedule. And, you know, you don't want to change something that's not broken, but obviously we have a tremendous opportunity here with our new partners at PokerStars to really improve Apes. And we got a lot of good feedback from folks on the forum at antiupmagazine.com/forum, as well as emails and things. And one of them they said, Chris, was that it was kind of weird because of the transition from the times to here. Yeah. And the show got messed up and the timing. So we're always talking about Apes like a week later.
Yeah.
But that's going to change now.
Yeah, you know, that was because of the way the times worked. We didn't know when you were working or when I was working or now, hey. We own the company. We work when we want to work, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. So we're changing it. Going to make it Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern time. This way, when Thursday rolls around and when we tape the show, or Friday, we'll be able to talk fresh about how bad I beat up on you at the table. So
Yeah. You know.
And all
almost all of this announcement is true, and of course we had to let some fantasy in, like Chris and his ego.
It'll usually be the second or third Wednesday, right, of the month.
That's right.
And then
so we'll be able to talk to him.
The other thing too, which is fun, is that we're going to plan out the entire schedule. It's going to be posted and ready to go for the whole year. A lot of people wanted that. They were all bitching and moaning, and we never knew when we were going to be on vacation or whatever, so we didn't, you know. But now
we can't take vacations. We know we're going to be home all the time.
That's right. So now we know. When we can plan, so that's exciting too.
So you know, think about this now. You can plan all those your own family vacations around Apes. You know, when the husband says, "Hey, I want to go to Alaska." Sorry, gotta check. Sorry, that's the week of Apes, so we got to push it back there, hon.
Unless they have Wi-Fi on some walrus's butt.
So yeah, again, that schedule will all be out on our great antiupmagazine.com/apes website sometime. Most of the events, we're keeping the buy-ins relatively light.
$550, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We want it to be affordable so folks can get in.
Yeah.
But we're going to have some fun with a couple other ones, too. We are going to have again, like we did this year, a cheaper event, a $1 no limit hold'em rebuy event.
Yeah.
So there's a cheapo way for the cheapo skates to get in. Actually, that's probably the high end of the cheap stakes club, I'm guessing.
So I clearly will be playing and only paying $1 that day. Just like the last rebuy. I had one rebuy or I just did the add-on, so, you know, I'm too cheap.
But we also have $11 event and a $22 event as well, too. Of course, the main event horse, as we said. So there's a good variety in buy-ins there. But again, mostly $5.50.
Well, we got to let them know what the games are going to be. We got four hold'em events, no limit, limit, the rebuy, and then a heads-up one, which heads we up. Never could do at the other side.
Heads-up's brand new.
Three stud events, the usuals, high, Raz, and stud 8. Two Omahas, the usual, limit 8, and PLO. But now we're going to have our first draw event.
Ever,
now,
yes.
Finally having Gambit in the home game is going to pay off because he always calls Badoogie, and that's what we're playing. We're going to have Badoogie, and we'll be sure to have a Badoogie show before
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly. We'll do some good strategy.
And and then two mixed game events. Of course, the horse one, but then the $11 eight-game mix.
Yeah, I'm calling it our Midsummer Classic. It's going to be in the summer and kind of break up this thing. And the eight game, it's amazing. Have you played the eight game yet?
I have played the eight game, and I like it. I like the order of it. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you really see who knows how to play poker and who doesn't when you play the eight game mix.
Yeah, and let me see if I can get the eight games off the top of my mind without screwing it up. It starts with deuce to seven, triple draw, low ball, limit.
Yep.
And then moves on to limit hold'em. And then limit Omaha 8, and then goes to stud, and then Raz.
That's 5.
And then stud 8.
6.
So kind of a little horse team here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes to pot limit Omaha 7. High, and then finishes with no limit hold'em.
So there's your 8 games.
And then it starts all over again.
So I just go away, come back when it's no limit hold'em, double up, go away, come back. And it's funny, too, because when you play like in a sit and go or whatever,
yeah,
you know, it could be 2 hours before you, or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like forever before you get to the games.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. You have to get it's 48 minutes in a sit and go before you get through all the games. So that's
awesome.
An amazing event, and we'll look forward to who shows up for that in the summer when we do it.
Now this is all fantastic news.
That's true.
Everything here is great. All red letter.
You can't
five
get any
stars.
Yep.
Four forks. Can't get any better than this. But it does get better.
It does get better.
Two more things make this just unbelievably sweet for us, and we're very excited.
Yeah,
about
and
it.
I tell you, Chris, this really speaks to how excited we are to have a quality sponsor like PokerStars coming on, because these next two things, they just threw into the deal. We didn't ask for them.
Yeah.
We were happy with what we got already, and they said, no, we want you to be happier.
This is awesome.
So the first thing, Chris, is they are going to put a guarantee on all Apes events.
That is fantastic.
Now, it's going to be a different guarantee for each event, depending on
the buy-ins.
Kind of the historical. We gave some historical numbers.
Right.
On a come-in. But, you know, so there's a possibility there might be some overlays.
Serious overlays.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. I think there might be overlays until people realize, holy cow, and then they'll start showing up, you know, and the numbers are going to be, you know, the numbers were always healthy in our tournaments anyway, but now I think people are going to be like, you know, I'm just paying my own money to play in a tournament. But now that they know it's guaranteed money, they're going to show up, and it's going to be Apes is going to have a resurgence this year, I think, and this is one of the biggest reasons why.
Yeah.
But yet there's another reason why.
But still one more thing.
Yet one more
one
thing.
One more great thing the PokerStars threw in, again, that we didn't ask for. They're such swell guys.
Scott has a man crush, by the way, on the guy we do.
Hey, no, George is a good guy.
He is, absolutely.
Here's the thing, Chris, is the 2 weeks prior to every event, also on Wednesday night at 9 p.m., PokerStars is going to be holding a free roll satellite for Apes. And again, free roll means free.
Free.
So,
free roll.
Exactly. So so here's the thing. If you're still not comfortable putting money online, one, you need to get comfortable putting it online with PokerStars. They're a good quality site.
Yep.
But you know, you can play in these free roll events and just have some fun with the Anti-Up Nation. But the top 10% of entrants in all these free roll events are going to win their seat for the next Apes event.
Awesome.
Totally free.
You know I'll be there. I will be there with bells on, baby.
And I'm expecting a high percentage of the Cheapskates Club to show up for this because it doesn't get any cheaper than free. So as you can figure out, those are two Wednesdays a month tied up for Apes now. And then, you know, we're just going to go ahead and call Wednesday Anti-Up Poker Night.
Anti-Up Poker Night on PokerStars.
And so those intermediate Wednesdays, just show up and play, and I think you'll see a lot of Anti-Up Nation people there and just play some sit-and-goes and have some fun.
Maybe you'll see, like, on, you know, when you're watching poker on TV and they show the PokerStars commercials, maybe they'll have, like, Danny Negreanu say, join me for Any up poker night on Poker Stars. You go, that'd be awesome. So our first free roll is what, February 4th?
Yeah, actually,
is that right?
You know, it's 2 weeks before the main event, but since we're trying to get this thing getting going, the very first free roll is going to be just 1 week
before
the first event. So it's
not the main event, but that month's event.
Yep.
Okay.
So February 4th, 9 p.m. Eastern, that's a Wednesday, will be the first free roll. And the good folks at PokerStars are still putting this all together, so don't go scrambling to PokerStars right now and try to register for all this stuff. Check out the website, and of course, we'll let you know next week on the show.
Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Whenever everything is set up and ready to go, and then you can get going. But so save the date, February 4th for the free roll, and then February 11th, No Limit Hold'em, the very first banana event of Apes 4.
I'm stoked. It's not just a dealer button, it's more than a tournament timer. It's Pro Dealer Button, and it's a synchronized poker game management system. The buttons talk to each other, so every table in your home game is on the same page at all times. Pre-order yours today at ProDealerButtons.com. Use the code NEUP05 and save 5% on your order.
Hi, this is Greg Raymer, better known as the Fossil Man, and you are listening to Annie Up.
All right, once again, today's Hand of the Week brought to you by the good folks at GreatPokerHands.com and their great Texas Hold'em strategy cards. Correct the single biggest mistake made by Texas Hold'em players. Order today at GreatPokerHands.com. Use that code ANTE, A-N-T-E, 20% off your order, and send your Hand of the Week to podcast at anyupmagazine.com. And if we use it, we'll send you a great deck of these great poker hands.
Indeed.
Cards. And this week, the winner of those great cards is Robin from Canada, another one of our great listeners from the country north of us.
Another androgynous name, so we don't know if it's a guy or a woman.
Did we guess right last time with Chris from Toledo?
No, I said woman and it was a guy.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go guy this time. Because it's probably a woman.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Robin throughout.
Okay.
If I have to bring up the person's name at all.
You know, one quick side story here. I used to have a friend that used to work at a birding magazine.
A what magazine?
A birding, you know, for birds.
Oh, like Audubon type thing?
Yeah, sort of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they used it to track the success of their advertising, they put call this number and ask for Robin. And that would let people in the office know where the ad came from. There's no such thing as Robin there, but that would let them know. And all the words were bird names.
So we'll be handing out Robin's phone number.
Ah, yes, exactly. Yeah, so call and we'll find out whether it's man or woman that way, probably. All right, so very quickly, here we go. This is a 3+40 Hold'em No Limit event on PokerStars.
Of course.
Exactly.
World's largest, most wonderful poker site ever. Of course that's where it's from. You're not going to get a hand from anywhere else now.
Alright, so our hero, Robin here, goes by Devil01.
Yeah, I don't think it's a woman now.
I don't know. I know a lot of women that qualify to be the devil.
Oh my god.
None that I presently share my life with, of course. But all right, but our hero has got 1,100 in chips. It looks like most people, this is pretty early on. It's level 1, so 10 and 20, so not a big change from the 1,500 in chips. There are a couple people with 2,300. And so it looks like we're the short stack with 1,100, Chris.
Wow. All right, so we got, we still have some play here, though. It's not
the, oh, like, yeah, the, I mean, it's, you know, it's first level. You
yeah,
know.
It's first level.
Actually, it looks like it happened at 8:03 Eastern, so we're probably just 3 minutes into this bad boy.
Yeah, right. But we're already down, which is not a good sign.
Well, it could have been a bad beat. Could have been
true.
Four races to a royal flush.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
All right, so, okay. We have a player that calls, and then we have a fold. Another call, another fold, and it gets to us with six of diamonds, seven of diamonds.
Are we in a, where are we in the situation? Are we in the blinds?
Two, three. It looks like we're about three off of the blind. So we're, wow, like in the assassination seat.
Well, if we feel like the table's passive, I'd want to see a flopping call. I'm not going to raise here with people ahead of me and behind me still.
All right, I'm going to be bold here because Blaz wants me to be bold. I am always going to play seven of diamonds, six of diamonds in the first level of the online tournament.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm not going to raise. So I'm saying.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just going to call. I'm not going to raise with it because I have people behind me to act, and who knows what they were doing. But they seem passive. Yeah, I'll play the hand for a call and just take a flop.
Yeah, early on, you want to get these kind of hands in and get them cheap, and then hope that you flop big. And then,
I totally agree.
Get some of that money back. Yeah.
We're playing this hand, but we're playing it for a call.
All right, well, good. Robin agrees. We got a fold behind us, another call from the button, and the small blind calls, and then the big blind wraps the virtual table.
So that's like six people?
I think there's probably 27 people in this hand right now.
People from other websites are logging on and coming in and calling.
It says a $3 plus 40 cent no limit hold'em, but I think it's like a $2 Florida live hold'em game here.
Wow. So it's like six-handed going to the flop.
Yeah, which is good with our hand, you know.
Oh, yeah, you want that.
Yeah.
You absolutely want the pot odds and everything, but it's just remarkable that many people called. Okay, well, let's see what happens.
All right, the flop is 10 of diamonds, king of diamonds, 3 of spades. All right, this is kind of the proverbial good news, bad news.
Yeah.
We've got 2 to our flush, but you don't get too excited about a 7-high flush.
Not with 6 people in the hand.
And but you got some big cards out there, so it's probably hit somebody. So now you got to figure out whether you got the metal to go to the end with your draw.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But there's a lot of money out there. It's 10-20, so there's 120 out there. You're getting 6-1 on your money. You know, you don't need nearly that to get a flush draw. So if somebody bets minimum here or even half the pot, you got the pot odds to call. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here we go. We got 2 checks, the 2 blinds check, and then it's a $100 bet from the undergun player. Undergun player.
Getting more than 2-1 on your money with 2 to go, and your flush probably is good. I'd call.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't push it here because you got people behind you still.
Yeah, yeah. So we got 1 caller before it gets to us, and then, as you said, our hero calls, which makes sense because you're right. You got a couple more players behind. If you raise, then you can get re-raised, and then you don't want to do that.
Yeah, no. And you got the flush draw going. You got a possibility of a backdoor straight somehow, either with an 8-9 or a 5-4. So you got a lot of things going for you, plus a diamond. So let's just call and see what happens.
Okay, we do that. One player behind us gets out of the way. Another one calls, and then big blind's out.
Sweet. So now it's three-handed. Yeah. Lost half the field. Sweet. On just a $100 bet. Now we're
actually four-handed now.
Oh, we're four-handed.
Yeah, four-handed.
All right. Well, still.
We're three-handed because we got to get it because we got rid of so many
people. It's
so
hard to keep track of. Jeez. Well, I think I'm happy with the result because now the pot's got, if 4 people call, that 100 is 400 in there, plus so it's 520 in the pot. They're going to have to bet almost your whole stack to get you off.
Yeah, and this is a great, great first-level hand, I think. You got a hand that can bust somebody, and you got a lot of action in there, but it's not so much action, too much heat that you can't handle. And
Try to put this person who bet on a hand at this point?
Boy, can you?
It seems like it's a king.
But it's under the gun plus 1 from the beginning of the hand. It could be ace king, but you would think people would raise.
Yeah, it could be a suited king.
That could be.
You know, because of the limping, you know. Or the other person could have a suited king because it was later in the, you know, later in the hand. So, hey, we got mail. All right, so what happens? We go to the turn.
Yeah, we go to the turn and it's a 9 of hearts.
Well, there's our gut shot now too.
Yeah. So now we got a bad gut shot though, but it's there.
Yeah, no, it's the butt end.
So we've got a bunch of outs here to improve our currently 8 high hand.
Yeah. 7 high.
7 high. Sorry.
7 high hand. So
yeah, I shouldn't upgrade us.
Okay. Well, if we had an 8 high hand, we'd be doing a little better. I think
a lot better. Yeah. All right. So we get a check.
Wow, the guy who bet out originally checks
now?
No,
actually, this is the...
the blind.
Yeah,
the
remaining blind checks.
All right, checks.
And now the player that initially bet out will continue firing, this time at a clip of 260.
And so that's not even half the pot, is it? No, it's exactly half the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice little gradiated raise. Yeah, I kind of like that from him.
You don't have the nut flush draw, though, so it's kind of scary now. You don't have the nut flush draw, but you could win with a diamond or a 8. So, very interesting. We only have... about 1,000 now, right? At this point, a little less than 1,000. A little less than 1,000. We start with 1,100. So that's a fifth of your stack.
Now, the dangerous thing, I think, here is that I don't think the under the gun, the person who's betting out would have jack queen in this position.
No.
But I do think it's possible for somebody else in this hand.
Yeah, the guy behind you could.
And now they already have a straight, which kills our straight possibility, so they're playing for the flush. And could have flush redraws.
Do you really want to call 20% with a guy behind you of your stack on a flush draw that's not even the nuts and only one card to come? That's a Mathematically, you probably should get off his hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's just the under the gun player, I would think that our outs are good.
Yeah, heads up is one thing, but you got two other guys in the hand with you. You don't know what they have. They could be going for the nut flush. That's why they're sticking around, which means you're screwed.
And particularly the one between us has also called this bet.
And your straight might not even be good enough if you make it.
Right.
So I think that mathematically, and for what makes sense, so early in the tournament, you'd still have 1,000 left at 10, 20 blinds. You might want to consider getting rid of this hand.
Yeah, I think your options, I think you're probably right, are either to fold or to move all in, and I would move all in if the $3.40 is not that big of a deal to me.
Yeah, even the move all in is just really suspect, I think, at this point. It's so reckless.
It is, but it's less reckless than calling, I think, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I just think it's fold.
Because you've got the fold equity of getting some folks out, and then you've got some outs, hopefully some outs, if you do get called.
But like you said, if it's a $3.40 tournament, if it's not... It could be important to you, but it might not be important to someone else behind you who has queen nine of diamonds, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
So I would say get out of this hand now, even though I know that Robin doesn't, because we wouldn't say, "All right, get out of the hand, let's see you later."
You know, one of these times I'm going to pick a hand of the week where it just ends like that.
Yeah, I dare you.
Just to foil you.
I dare you.
All right, well, Robin does call, and the blind gets out of the way. So now we are three-handed, Chris.
Well, clearly we're going to get rewarded on the river for something, because what are you going to do on the end with a blank here? So something has to happen here where
you can bluff on the river, right?
True.
Yeah.
But that almost never happens, because people want an ending to the hand. they don't send in a hand and say, "Look, I bluff in the end. See you later." There's an ending to this hand.
I don't know. So. I think if I could pull off a bluff with the seven high here, I would try to get some swag out of it.
Okay, that's true. All right. Well, I have a sneaky suspicion, though, that this hand's going to get somehow completed.
Okay. All right. Well, it's going to get completed.
Hopefully,
as far as a river card's going to come, it's not going to be a.
No, what I mean is, like, hopefully, it's not
like playing
a six.
At O'Shea's on the strip, and the river card gets blown away down to Harrah's,
and then a hooker tries to pick you up, and you go to jail. No, I was just thinking that hopefully, it's not a six or a seven, and we're put to a decision for a small pair, thinking that maybe the guy had a three or something.
Ah, gotcha.
I'm hoping that it's a diamond.
All right. Well, I'll put you out of your misery, and because it will not be that, but it will be the eight of clubs.
Wow, runner guts.
Therefore, giving us a straight, but the capital A end of it.
The capital. Hey, I just coined a phrase there, runner guts.
Yeah,
that
I like
pretty
that.
Good.
I just put made that on a t-shirt. If only we had a way to sell t-shirts.
Hey, wait, we do. runner guts to make the butt end of the straight, the ignorant end, the dummy end, the small end, the ass end, the low end.
All right, and no surprise, the person who's been putting the heat on now checks, because I think that's probably consistent with
Well, then he's got a king.
Top pair and probably either missed the flush draw and just kind of want to check it down, check call, probably, right?
Yeah, we got a bet now. No way he's trapping us there with, like, no. Queen Jack. There's just no way.
Exactly. I'm not worried about him at all now. But however, the next player, who's just been smooth calling his way to the end, now picks up the baton and fires out 380.
Yeah, I'm not folding this. I was only playing for a made hand here, and I made a hand, so I can't fold it now. And if I'm beat, I'm beat. I can't fold now. I got to be good here. I think that the guy.
But here's
somebody
the question. All right, and it's probably not much of a question for a lot of people, but we do have 720 behind here.
You think about raising?
You just call and leave some bus fare in case you're wrong?
Well, let's put it this way.
Or do you put it all in?
If I had 320 left or whatever it was, how much would we have left? A little 300,
400? We have 720 left.
I mean, how much is the bet?
And the bet is 380.
Yeah, so we'd still have more than 10 big blinds if we called. So I would just call. I'd be happy with the pot the way it is. I'm not going to shove and then only get called by a better hand. If I'm wrong and a guy's got a straight, you know, higher straight, then I still have... more than 10 big blinds.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no real reason to panic, but you got to pick a hand after that. So I'm going to call. I'll just call there and maybe get somebody to overcall with like two pair or a king.
Excellent. You know, again, I'm going to have to schedule a shower tonight before my melting pot date with my wife, because I totally agree with you.
Oh,
throughout
no.
This hand.
Ugh.
I
made my skin crawl.
Never felt dirtier.
Made my skin crawl.
Because here's the thing. You're right. You've got enough. It's so early in the tournament that you can turn that 340. Into something if you're wrong.
Absolutely.
And what are you really going to gain by pushing here? I mean, you're going to pick up a few extra chips, but it's immaterial that's early in the tournament, I think, right?
Absolutely. I think it's...
When compared to the risk.
Succinctly and eloquently put.
Wow.
I totally agree with you 100%. This new PokerStars deal has us...
I'm blushing now.
Yeah. This is remarkable.
We're going to have to do something about this. Yeah. All right, well, here we go. Our hero throws caution to the wind, disagrees with us.
Yeah, so the other guy folded then?
No.
It checked, it got to us.
We have a player. We have a player behind us. We have the end of the gun, and then us. We are actually in position now because the blonde's got out of the way.
Okay. All right. So we call.
We put caution to the wind. We shove it all.
Oh,
in.
We shove. Well, hey, I don't think you have the worst hand here, but you could. I don't think you gain anything by it, but I can't fault it. You got the straight. No one's going to put you on 6-7.
You know, I guess here's the other thing that I'm thinking about, too, is by, and you said it already, but if you just call here, you have a chance of getting that under the gun player, who obviously has the weakest hand of the three here to call. And by shoving, we convince the under the gun to get out of the way.
Yeah, I agree.
And, of course, the remaining player did call. So we turn over our straight 6 to the 10. And you wouldn't venture a guess as to whether we were right or wrong.
Well, I mean, the guy had to bet out like that. He has to have a king in his hand. He could have two pair. But this is the guy on the button?
No, this is the guy ahead of us. Acting before us.
All right, so he had limped in.
Yeah, he's in between the end of the gun plus one and us.
I would say it's like a, I don't know, a suited king. Or a king jack. King jack? Suited, some sort of suited king, I think. Or a king jack, something like that. Because he has to. He has to have a king. Right, there's no. We can't bet without a king, and it probably has to have two pairs.
No, I still think Queen Jack is a very likely holding for this guy.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too. I'm gonna go with the king.
Okay. Well, you are as always the Svengali of the hand of the week.
What did he have?
Because our opponent chose King of Spades, Five of Spades,
King Five. Oh, suited too. Like I was saying, King Five.
Yeah. Boy, that's talk about a reckless betting there.
King Five. Just be happy that you didn't lose any more chips and just check it down with King Five. You shouldn't even bet in the hand. Limps under the gun with King Five.
And I'm quite certain, obviously we don't know because other player folded, but that guy probably had the third best hand now after we originally thought that he probably had the best hand.
Wow.
Because I'm sure the other guy had a higher king that folded smartly.
Well, I think Robin got rewarded, but I think the smart play probably would have been the fold on the turn. Because you still had 1,000 left at that point, you know, and you were really, you know, with all the callers behind you, you easily could have been behind in the flush draw, which probably you probably were. There probably was somebody who had a flush draw, got out, and then you know, to hit a runner guts like that. That's I like saying that now. I'm going to say that a lot, I think, because that's absolutely what
it kind of reminds me of the race for the Hyundai. We'll bring that back. runner guts.
Well, good job getting the maximum value for that hand, I
absolutely,
have to say.
Absolutely.
And even though you played it wrong, we're still going to reward you with a deck of greatpokerhands.com. And I like them, too.
Yeah.
I like the cards.
Yep.
So we're going to keep those a part of the wheel.
They'll be part of the swag shelf.
RPG.
As well as some good stuff from our good friends at Donkey Gear and Whiz Wheel, all the old favorites. And then some new stuff, too. We got some... We got some Annie Up stuff coming in, and we got some Poker Faces stuff, and
a lot of stuff to
some
give
DVD
away.
Dealer stuff left over. We got all kinds of good stuff in the swag shop. I think folks are going to like this.
Yeah, I mean, we're the only one doing this, too, you know?
We like to reward our loyal listeners with
good, all right, well, I want to thank swag. Poker Stars. I really want to thank Poker Stars today for being our main topic, and I look forward to our long and healthy relationship with them, and hope the Annie Up Nation embraces this, and... And is thankful that the wait is over, because I know I am.
And definitely keep up to date on our website at AnnieUpMagazine.com for more updates on Apes, and tune in next week. And we will see you February 4th.
For the free roll.
For the free roll, and then February 11th for the beginning of Apes 4.
Don't forget, if you have a hand of the week, send it to podcast@AnnieUpMagazine.com. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We will see you at the table. Annie Up is a production of AnnieUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.